again, story, continue the previous one, Mahabharata. Krishna says there, and we're still at episode 81, 42 minutes, 50 seconds, something. Krishna says, I'm just a chariot driver. You take up the challenge, you do what you want to do, and I'm driving your chariot. And here we are, and yes, Krishna, God, is our chariot driver, because we can't even move this body without God, who's upholding this entire creation. It's there in the heart. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam. But since this world is about us doing our thing, Krishna doesn't interfere. So we want to do this, and Krishna drives our chariot and allows us to do that. But then when we, at one point, realize that my plans, my smart strategies and tactics, they don't work really, they don't give the desired result, and we may just step down from our chariot and ask Krishna, please, what shall I do? And then we may even ask Krishna, then you please instruct me and drive my chariot as you want. Doesn't mean that we are giving up our free will, but we now want Krishna to take, you know, to guide us and lead us here. I'm still going to fight, and, you know, Arjuna could say, said, I guess, but Krishna, you guide me. So, yeah, we still do our thing, our duty in life, but Krishna, please, don't just serve me by driving the chariot to where I want to go, but please, where shall I go? So it's a nice thing there in the Mahabharata, showing that relationship between the Atma and the Paramatma.